Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, holiday music to get you in the groove. But first, they say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few mocha moms. We visit with members of this mother support group each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, a special Mocha's Christmas. The mocha moms brought along a few of their kids to give us their thoughts on the meaning of Christmas and keeping the Christmas spirit. We're joined by Jolene Ivey, Davina McFarlane, and Shelley English Figaro as usual. But first, we're going to hear from the mocha kids. Welcome Julian Ivey, Joshua McFarlane, and Alexandra Figaro. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That was great.
So what's your favorite part of Christmas, Alexandra?
When we make the Happy Birthday Jesus cake.
Good. Do you eat the Happy Birthday Jesus cake?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. Julian, what's your favorite part of Christmas?
Probably seeing everyone during the Christmas dinner. I don't get to see my relatives all the time, so it's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Joshua, what about you?
My birthday is 9 days before Christmas, so I get to pick out the tree and I get to pick out what cookies we make. It's really fun.
So you get a lot of special attention.
Yes.
During Christmas. That's excellent. Do you really care what you get? Tell the truth.
In some sense, yes.
In some sense?
Yes. If it's not, like, in the range of what I want, then it's like, ew.
Do you tell if it's not in the range of what you want? Do you say anything or do you just keep it to yourself?
It has never been out of the range of ew.
It's never been out of the range of what you wanted. You've never had to actually go to ew.
Right.
Okay. Julian, what about you? Do you really care what you get? Tell the truth.
Well, this year, I don't really want anything. But a few years ago, oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely had the ew part. But...
When you were younger, like five years old.
Yeah.
A young guy. Yeah,
yes.
It was a big deal. Alexandra, what about you? Do you really care?
Yes.
You care. Well, you're honest. And how come you care?
Because if I don't get something that I want, I'm, like, okay with that, but I really want it.
You want what you want. Well, this raises a question for me, because I don't know if you've heard a lot of grown-ups talk about this, about how Christmas, for some people, say it's become too much about stuff and not enough about the spirit of Christmas. And I wonder if any of you ever feel that way. Julia?
Definitely. I watch TV, and I watch the Charlie Brown Christmas. And it has a moral of the story. It's like Christmas isn't about all the presents that you get. People still say that, but no one still means it.
Joshua, what about you? When people say that, do you know what they're talking about?
No, I never really understood the true meaning of Christmas until today, actually. My mom told me it was about God gave us the gift of Jesus as a baby. So we give gifts to other people.
What do you think?
I think it's not much about stuff, but about caring about other people.
The other thing I wanted to ask is, have you ever noticed that a lot of grown-ups make themselves crazy this time of year, running around?
Yeah.
And you ever noticed anybody notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody says, yeah.
It's crazy all year round for my house.
Well, yeah, you guys are real busy. Do you notice your mom's getting all stressed out?
Yes.
No, I never noticed.
No, you never noticed.
No.
Julian, you've noticed.
Yes, but not always for Christmas reasons. Like this year, my mom, she had the special session, and it jump-started. Everyone is now on her about new things, new laws that they want.
Your mom's a state legislator, for those who don't know, and she's serving her first term, and there was a special session called because they had to deal with a budget deficit. And so now she's getting a lot of feedback from constituents, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. And your dad is also in public office, too. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on in your house. Besides the fact that you just had a fabulous stint on Broadway early this year, which you've modestly not mentioned. You were in The Lion King playing Simba.
Yes.
That must have made the year kind of special.
Yeah. This whole year has been great.
Mm-hmm. That's great. But when you see, Alexandra, what about you? Do you see your mom getting stressed out this time of year?
No, not really.
Not really? Well, that's good. Well, let me ask this. So what would you most like the grown-ups to keep in mind at Christmas time? Alexandra?
It's all about celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Joshua, what about you? What would you most like the grown-ups to keep in mind, or everybody to keep in mind at Christmas?
Don't lose your head about gifts. I mean, You don't have to give an elaborate gift. You can get a gift card for them, and they can buy what they want.
Okay. Julie, what about you?
I just like to say that Christmas is not a time of, like, yeah, getting all the biggest gifts. And I think that's what it's turning into now. I think it used to be that, like, Christmas was a time where you spent time with your family. And nowadays, there's all this new technology, and people want more and more and more. And so I think now people need to start spending more time with their families again.
Well, thank you for spending some time with me.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to get your moms in here, and we're going to talk. Julian Ivy, Joshua McFarlane, and Alexandra Figaro, Mocha Kids, joined us here in the studio. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Now the moms, Jolene Ivy, Davina McFarlane, and Shelley English Figaro, happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What about what your kids had to say about the season? Did that...
Joshua had the best quote.
Yeah.
My mom told me this morning.
What do you...
Mom, I really did tell him before. He just, you know, I did say just it remembered. Again this morning.
How do you deal with the I want? Because no matter what you're doing at home, unless you just, I don't know what you do, keep them in a hermetically sealed bubble, they're going to be surrounded by commercials and ads and everything. Mm-hmm.
Here's what I do. My kids don't watch commercial television very often. They're only allowed to watch commercial television on the weekends. So because they don't see commercial television, they don't see commercials. And you know the cartoon is just what's in between what they really want you to see. So they never have these huge lists of I want, because they don't see it. They're not bombarded with it. This year I said, you guys can look at the catalog, pick out some stuff. So they did. They wrote me a list. We mailed that list to Santa. Santa doesn't always get everything that's on the list, but you'll get something. And are you happy with the little something? Good.
Okay. Yeah. Shelley, what about you? Jolene's story told us her technique. She starts working it 6 weeks in advance and working on that mind control.
That's right. I tell them 6 weeks in advance that you're not going to get very much. So then by the time Christmas Day comes, they don't expect a whole lot.
Uh-huh. Well, my kids have always written a list. I mean, they watch TV and they go through the toy catalogs. And my oldest is 14. And so he writes the list for the baby, who is 2, turning 3. And Alexandra, who's 7, writes her own. And each, you know, the lists are like 35, 40 gifts. I mean, toys. But I tell them the things that you really want, I want an asterisk. I need your top 5.
You could tell this one's a lawyer, right? You've got like bullet points. You've got the kids writing PowerPoint.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But it simplifies things. I don't have to worry about, you know, am I going to make them happy? Are they going to get what they want? I know what they want. And I tell them, you're not going to get everything off this list. I'm sorry, because some of this stuff I don't approve of. Some of this stuff is junk. I'm sorry. And some of the stuff I just don't want you to have, and you don't need it. Sorry. So, you know, we've done this for 14 years.
So many moms this time of year feel exhausted, broke, unappreciated. Did any of you feel that way? Do any of you feel this way? Jolene?
I didn't let it happen this year. I have let it happen in the past. But this year, the rule was each person gets one gift. And we were going away, you know, today, Christmas Day, to go to Florida, see my brother get married. So I explained to the kids, don't have a lot of money this year other than the trip. So you just get one gift. And it has helped me so much. And the other part of that, no Christmas tree. Because I found that I was the one all obsessed about the tree, getting it decorated. And then later, nobody wanted to help me take it down. So this year, we don't have a tree, and I don't have to put it up, and I don't have to take it down, and I don't have to feel resentful about it. So just a few nice things on the mantle, and I feel a little tiny bit guilty, but not real, real guilty.
Hardcore.
Yeah. You got it.
Wow. I don't know. Shelley, what about you?
I mean, I don't stress out a lot because I do a lot of pointing and clicking. I believe in internet shopping for the holidays. I cater all my food. So I don't have to worry about cooking. It's really about enjoyment. When Alexandra says she doesn't see mommy stressing out, I really don't. I mean, I do have things with my husband's business because I work in his business, so there's a lot of that going on. But in terms of the family, I really try to simplify. I mean, what I can delegate and what I can afford to delegate, it gets off my list. It's gone.
And you don't feel guilty about the food piece? I mean, feeling like your special dishes have to be on the table?
Why? Well, I just want to eat. I want to eat. I mean, I will. Yes, we do bake a happy birthday Jesus cake. It is not scratch.
Thanks for my piece, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a box cake mix. The kids love it. You know, we do gingerbread cookies. They're pre-bought. You know, all we do is open up the icing and decorate. That's what they care about. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's what do they really care about? It's the process.
Break it down.
You know?
Davina, how do you handle Christmas stress?
I'm not stressed. Well, my kids probably don't see me stressed because my stress happens while they're at school. Whatever little stress I have, and it is very little because I like Shelley and Jolene, have minimized a lot of, you know, I don't do a whole lot of stuff. We don't really start seriously celebrating the holidays until after my son's birthday. He was only born 9 days before Christmas, so it's 9 days of what could possibly be hassle and crazy, a whole month of.
See, I gotta tell you, maybe I'm just immature, but there's just a part of me that I feel like I'm going for the Hallmark card. It's not like I'm competing with anybody, but I feel like I want everything to be the way it is on the Hallmark special.
Which is why we got the mantle decorated, because if it hadn't been for that vision, there'd be nothing on my mantle. But I did kind of feel obligated to put up the stockings, which I did hand make, by the way, three of them. Two of them came from a friend's mother when I was pregnant with the first two. After that, she had her own grandkids to worry about, so no more of mine. So we put those up, and they get a little gift in their stocking. And that looks Christmassy. You can put a fire in the fireplace. They love that.
Shelley?
I mean, you have to pace yourself, too. I mean, several years ago, we bought an artificial tree. Now, all along, we had a real tree, and it was a big thing, going and picking out the tree and all that wonderful stuff. We got an artificial tree, and so I get to put up my tree whenever I have time. So you have to pace yourself. So we put up our tree on Thanksgiving and slowly decorated. You see, so everything is sort of happening according to plan, and I'm not stressed out about it.
Davina, what about you?
You know, I let go of expectations of what things were supposed to be a long time ago. You know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I've been home for quite a long time. And when I first came home, I had this Donna Reed kind of expectation of, this is how it's supposed to be. I should be vacuuming in pearls and all that stuff. I let that go shortly after I joined Mocha Moms, and I found out that's really not realistic. That's not the way the world works. And slowly, I've let go of a lot of expectations when it comes to holidays and traditions and those kind of... What is important in my house is what we like to do, that we like to spend time together. My kids are not in school during the Christmas holidays. My husband takes that 2 weeks or 10 days in between Christmas and New Year's off from work. So there are days when we sit in our house and nobody changes from pajamas and we play Monopoly all day. There are days that we do nothing but watch television and we just enjoy being together. Mm. And for me, that's the Hallmark card.
So what makes you all happy this holiday season? What's making you happy?
Sleeping in, no school. That makes me very happy.
No lie. And just spending time together. I think most people would say that. And family, you know, getting to see my brother, having him get married at this time of year is really exciting for us. This is the first Christmas, and I cannot remember, honest to God, that I've had my whole family together, with the exception of my stepmother who's passed. But this includes my birth mother, my birth father, you know, and all my kids and my brother and his fiance and her family. And it's just unbelievable to me. So
this sounds like a movie Loretta Devine should be in. But
so dinner tonight will definitely be wild.
Okay, so we'll be thinking about you. Shelley, what's making you happy?
My parents are coming in town. My parents live a long way from me, so I don't get to see them too often. So they're coming and they're spending, I guess, about 9 days with us. So I'm excited about that. Now, my husband, he works almost every Christmas. So, and he'll be gone for 24 hours. For the 24 hours of Christmas, he'll be gone.
That's hard.
Well, no, I mean, we've adjusted to it. And so we celebrate our Christmas the day before. So the 24th is Christmas for us. And we've done that for several years. And it works out because the 25th is really a rest day for me. So it works out.
That's how we were raised. Mm-hmm. My dad was a firefighter. So Christmas was whenever he came home.
Exactly.
That's the way we did
it.
Right. Well, speaking of coming home, I want to thank all of you as always. If I don't say it often enough throughout the year, I appreciate you, your common sense, and Tough Love, whether I want to hear it or not. The Mocha Moms, Jolene Ivy, Shelley Ingris Figaro, Davina McFarland, and the Mocha Kids, Alexandra Figaro, Josh McFarland, and Julian Ivy, all joined us here in our Washington studios. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa for those who celebrate that. Happy New Year.
Happy Merry.